Thank God for His grace that on the Holy Sabbath day we're able to gather here in His temple.
使我们能够在忙碌的生活当中能够找到一个安静休息的机会。
That in our daily busy lives we can find the opportunity to find rest.
使我们的心能够重新的安静下来。
So that once again our heart has a chance to quiet down.
使我们的目光能够重新对准真正有价值的目标。
So that we have the opportunity to refocus our vision on something that's truly valuable.
更能够在这行走人生天路的过程里面。
And on this journey to heavenly kingdom.
能够沿路由主耶稣的恩惠跟他的保守。
That along the way of this journey, we have the guidance and protection of our Lord Jesus.
在这个安息日，我们今天要继续从士师记当中来做一段的学习。
And once again on Holy Sabbath day, we're going to learn from the book of Judges.
我们请翻到士师记的第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Judges, chapter 3.
士师记第三章的第十二节。
Judges chapter 3, verse 12.
士师记三章十二节
Judges chapter 3 verse 12
以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事神就使摩押王伊基伦强盛攻击以色列人十三节
13.
伊基伦招聚亚门人和亚玛利人去攻打以色列人占据棕树城十四节
14.
于是以色列人服侍摩押王伊基伦十八年在这里讲到以色列人又再一次的去做神眼中看为恶的事
Here once again mentioned that the Israelites once again did evil in the sight of the Lord
在过去的聚会当中我们曾经有两次也来学习士师记
In the past services, twice we had a chance to study the book of Judges.
我们第一次谈到的是波金在第二章Bochan.
The first time we talked about the Bochan, which is mentioned in chapter 2.
是讲到以色列人进入迦南地却没有按照神所要求的去行。
And that is after the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan, they did not do according to Lord's instructions.
所以虽然身在应许的美地
Therefore, even though they live in the promised land,
却在美地上遭灾
But they met disaster in this promised land.
所以我们千万不要以为进入美地就一定得蒙福气
So let us not assume that once we go into the promised land, we will surely be blessed.
说走入美地之后
After we enter into the blessed land,
如果按照神的律例典章来行
If we live and do according to God's decrees and commands,
神就要你的生命当中享福气得平安
Then God will give you blessings and peace in your lives.
但是如果在美地当中自高自大
But if you boast and become complacent in this promised land,
所心高气傲而忘记了主你的神
And you become complacent that you forgot about your Lord
摩西说就会在这个美地上速速的灭亡
And Moses said that you will be destroyed quickly in this promised land
所以当我们走上信仰的道路
So as we walk on this journey of faith
我们千万不要以为我有信耶稣就够了
Let us not assume that it is just enough to believe in Jesus.
信了耶稣以后
After we believe in Lord Jesus,
如果能够按照神的旨意来好好过我们的生活
If we live our lives according to God's instructions and will,
神所应许的平安福乐就要充满我们的生命
Then God's promise of, of blessings and peace will fill our lives.
但是如果在美地上忘记了神
On the contrary, if we forget about God on this promised land,
在这个美地上却要遭灾受苦
Then we will be, we will meet disaster and suffering, on this promised land.
所以摩西对以色列百姓说
And that's why Moses told the Israelites,
我把人生的祸福都摆在你的面前
That I've displayed out before you the blessings and the woes of life.
让你们自己去选
And that you are free to make your choice.
当你选完了以后
But after you have made your choice,
你就要为你的选择付上代价
Then you will have to pay a price for your choices.
所以以色列人进了迦 迦南
And therefore, after the Israelites enter into Canaan,
却没有在这美地上享福
They did not enjoy blessings on this promised land.
他们所得到的只有在波金的哭嚎
And all they have received is the cry and the weeping, in this land of Bochan.
啊，我们第二个谈到了就是第一位的士师。
Also, we have talked about the first judge.
第一位士师叫做厄陀涅。
The first judge, his name is
Othniel.
Othniel.
啊，在第三章士师记的第三章。
And that is in chapter 3.
啊，他的记载其实不多。
And there's not a lot of recordings about him.
但是有一件事非常的重要。
But there's one thing that he did that was very important.
就是这个厄陀涅是大能勇士。加勒的侄子
And that is this Othniel, this judge, is a nephew of this mighty warrior Caleb.
啊，这个加勒大家比较熟悉。
We're all very familiar with Caleb.
啊，厄陀涅我们可能知道的比较少。
But we know very little about Othniel.
啊，但是厄陀涅成为以色列的第一个英雄。
But Othniel became the first hero of Israel history.
因为他从小有一个值得学习效法的榜样。
Because ever since he was young, he had a model that he can follow after.
啊，他看着英雄的伯伯长大。
And he has looked up to his uncle who was a hero.
使他能够有一个学习效法的对象。
So he had a role model that he can imitate after.
我们今天都花了很多的精神在栽培我们的儿女。
Today we all spend a lot of time trying to raise and bring up our children well.
宁愿自己省吃俭用，也要让孩子有最好的环境，最好的教育。
We try to save money so that our children can have the best education, the best environment.
我们希望能够使他们能够出人头地。
It is our hope that they can succeed in their lives.
我们希望我们的儿女能够出彩，活出一个精彩的人生。
We want our children to live a successful, brilliant life.
但是在我们所做的一切的安排，所有的准备当中
，But while we are preparing and of all of our arrangements for them,
我们却常常忽略掉了一件事。
Often we have neglected one thing.
成功出色的儿女常常不是取决学校老师的教育。
That in order to raise, whether or not we are able to raise a successful children is not up to what kind of teacher they have.
而是在家中看见父亲母亲的榜样。
But rather is whether or not the children sees the role models of their parents at home.
所以我们今天给我们的孩子留下什么样的榜样
？So today, what kind of example we have left for our children to follow?
我们为他们建立了什么样的价值观呢
？And what kind of value system have we set up for them?
加勒一辈子爱神。
Caleb loved God all the days of his life.
他一辈子为神勇敢。
That he was a hero, he was brave for God.
甚至神说加勒是一个不一样的工人。
And even God said that Caleb was a very different worker.
这是厄陀涅所看见的。
This is what Othniel had witnessed.
所以他也迈上了英雄的脚步。
And that's why he also followed the footsteps of a hero.
最后成就了一个英雄的人生。
And at the end, he had led a life, a legend of a hero.
请问你为你的孩子留下了什么样的道路
？May I ask you what kind of life and journey have you left for your children？
你到底想要把他们引导到什么样的人生呢
？And what kind of life do you want to lead them to？
哦，所以我们之前有谈过了这两段。
And in the past, we have talked about these two things.
我们今天继续来看士师记的第二个士师。
And today, we are going to look at the second judge in the book of Judges.
我们刚刚念到说，以色列人又回到罪恶当中。
We've just read that the Israelites went back, and did evil.
真的，这450年是一场的悲剧。
That there was a 450 years of tragedy.
450年的士师时代就是一个不停无法挣脱的循环。
And this 450 years of the era of judges is a cycle that could not be broken.
人犯罪。
That men have sinned,
神生气,
and provoke God's anger,
敌人欺压,
then the enemies oppress them,
然后受苦,
then they suffered,
受苦之中才想到要寻找神,
in the midst of their suffering, they remember to see God,
神看见, 神拯救,
God see them and God save them,
得拯救享平安,
and after they are saved, they receive a period of peace,
但是人在平安当中常常又回到罪恶。
But men, during the time of peace, often we fall back into the sins.
这就是整个士师记450年的悲哀。
And this is the tragedy of the history of the judges.
所以我们常讲说，生于忧患， 死于安乐。
There is a saying that we're born out of complacency, and we born of comfort, we died of complacency.
哦，所以如果一个人呐、啊，生活当中太过的悠闲
，and that means that if we are too comfortable, too leisure in our lives,
那有时候逐渐的就远离了神
，then gradually we will draw away from God.
我们看神所喜爱的大卫王不是这样吗
？Look at the example of King David, who is loved by God.
在危险、在困难、在征战当中
，that during the war, during danger,
天天祷告、常常求问、紧紧抓住他的信仰。
King David prayed every day and held on to God and his faith.
诶，但是当国家稳定了
，But when his country, his nation was stable,
当军队强盛了
，When his army was strong,
啊，当各国都向他臣服敬供
，When all the other nations are bowing down to him,
啊，圣经讲说啊，有一天大卫啊就睡到下午啊，太阳要下山才起来啊。
And the Bible records that one day King David didn't wake up until the afternoon.
啊，然后不知道要做什么
，And he didn't know what to do with himself.
所以就在阳台上面晃来晃去啊
，and so he was running around on his balcony.
啊，晃晃晃就把自己晃死了。
And while he's wandering on the balcony, he let himself into death.
啊，就犯罪啦。
Because he sinned.
啊，就对不起神啦。
Because he had sinned against God.
就留下他生命当中一个最大的污点啊。
Then he left the biggest blemish of his life.
哦，所以啊，有时候神在我们生命当中放了一些压力。
And therefore, God has placed some pressure in our lives.
是有神的美意。
And that's because there is a will of God.
啊，借着这些压力，使我们能够学习抓住神。
Through this pressure, we now will learn to hold on to God.
所以以色列人在舒适当中又一次的犯罪。
And therefore, the Israelites in the time of comfort once again have sinned against God.
哦，所以敌人又起来欺压他们。
So their enemies raise again to oppress them.
啊，我们来看士师记的第三章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
三章的十五节。
15.
以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物。他是左手便利的，以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦。十六节，以物打了一把两刃的剑，长一轴，戴在右腿上衣服里面。十七节，十七节，他将礼物献给摩押王伊基伦。原来伊基伦极其肥胖。十八节，以物献完了礼物，便将抬礼物的人打发走了。十九，十九节，他自己却从靠近吉甲凿石之地回来，说：“王啊，我有一件机密事要奏告你。”王说：“回避吧。”于是左右四立的人都退去。二十节，二十节，以物来到王的面前，王独自一人坐在梁楼上。以物说：“我奉神的命报告你一件事。”王就从座位上站起来。二十一，以物便伸左手从右腿拔出剑来，刺入王的肚腹啊。这里讲到第二个士师，他叫以物。
Here mentioned the second judge, his name is Ehud.
啊，这个以物再一次的拯救了以色列人脱离敌人的手。
Ehud once again delivered the Israelites out of the hands of their enemies.
但是圣经当中对以物他的这一次的行动有非常详细的细节上的记载。
But Bible has a very detailed recording of his action here.
让我们今天能够做一个好好的学习。
So that it serves as a chance for us to learn from.
今天你跟我都希望能够侍奉神。
Today you and I both wish to serve God.
能够用我们的生命来报答主耶稣在我们身上的恩典。
We want to use our lives to repay God's grace in our lives.
但是虽然有热心。
So even though we have this fervent heart.
但是热心所做的工作不见得对教会有好处。
And the work that came from your zeal may not necessarily be good for the church.
你虽然可能很努力
，even though you may be trying very hard，
但是努力的结果可能给信徒造来更多的伤害。
But the result of your hard work may create harm to other believers.
所以有时候，当我们看看自己
，so sometimes we look at ourselves，
我们想想自己侍奉。 众的人生。
When we look at, when we think about our life of service,
有时候我们会觉得说好像做了很多，收获很少。
Sometimes you may feel like you've done a lot, but yet you have yielded very little.
我们参与很多，却与人冲突更多。
We participate in a lot of holy work, but we have created a lot of conflict.
我们希望帮教会做点事情。
We wish to do something for church.
有时候却因我们教会反而得不到平安。
But sometimes church cannot find peace because of what we have done.
所以啊，以物的工作，以物的侍奉，今天留给我们一个榜样。
And therefore, the example of Ehud and his ministry, his service to God, leaves an example for us.
从细节当中思考我们今天的侍奉到底跟以物有什么不同。
From the detail of his what he did, let us think about, is our service to God different from his?
我们看第十五节啊。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节这里讲说，有一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利的。这里讲到第一件事情啊。
Here mentioned first thing.
就是以物是个左撇子哈，他是用左手的，用左手的。
And、that is Ehud, he is a left-handed man.
啊，我们今天大部分的人都是用右手啊。
Today most of us are right-handed.
啊，只有有还是有的，除了有少数的人左手比右手来的便利。
And there are some, the minority, that their left hand is better than the right hand.
哦，所以啊，用左手的人比较少。
And so there are less people using left hand.
啊，甚至我以前有听说过啊，小时候有听过啊。
And when I was little, I've heard of this saying.
说啊，如果你用左手啊，爸爸妈妈可能有的爸爸妈妈会很不高兴啊。
And if the children try to start using their left hand, some parents may not be happy to see this.
觉得你怎么跟人家不一样？
They might think, why are you different from others?
哦，所以啊，有的爸妈会把小孩子的左手绑起来啊，把它绑起来啊。
And so there are some parents that would tie up their children's left hand.
那就是要逼着那个孩子用右手吃饭、写字、做功课啊。
And that is to force the child to use the right hand to eat or to do their homework.
啊，因为觉得说，哎，人家都用右手，你为什么要用左手啊？
Because they think that if most people are using their right hand, why are you left-handed?
你干嘛要跟别人不一样？
Why are you different from others?
哦，你跟别人不一样，可能会受到排斥。
If you're different from others, you might be criticized.
啊，可能会受到嘲笑。
That you might be mocked.
哦，所以今天呢，我们有时候啊，一直想要跟别人一样啊。
So today we are trying so hard to be just like others.
啊，但是在这里，以物却不是这样哦。
But here, Ehud is different.
圣经里面讲说，便雅悯人以户是左手便利的。
The Bible says that Ehud the Benjamite, he's left-handed man.
其实以户不是特例啊。
And Ehud was not the exception.
在以色列的十二个支派当中
，Among the 12 tribes of Israel,
便雅悯族是一个非常不一样的支派。
The tribe of Benjamite was a very different tribe.
便雅悯族专门出左手便利的人呐、啊。
The tribe of Benjamin have many people that are left-handed.
啊，这也不知道这基因。怎么排列哈？十二个儿子就是便雅悯族专用左手啊。
And we don't know how the genetically they evolved, but all the sons of the Benjamite are left-handed.
啊，甚至在以色列的历史当中，有一支军队。都是便雅悯人组成的。
And among the history of Israel, there is an army that are made of the Benjamites.
特种部队啊，特种部队。
And they were a specialized team.
哦，他们说是圣经里面讲说他们是左右手都非常厉害的啊。
The Bible says that they are good with both right and left hands.
哦，所以啊，左右手甩石打人。分毫不差。
And so when they use both left and right hand to sling a rock at somebody, they never miss.
哦，所以在这里讲说，以物左手便利啊。
And here tell us that Ehud is left-handed.
啊，所以他最后也是用左手拔出刀来，拔出利刃来杀死对手啊。
He also used his left hand to draw out the dagger to kill the king.
啊，所以在这里第一个告诉我们的事情。
And the first thing that this tells us here.
你的不同。不需要有什么自卑。
That you don't need to feel bad about your difference.
如果能够善用，一样能够成为神眼中的好器皿。
If you can utilize that well, you can still become a good vessel in the eyes of God.
今天我们都不太喜欢跟人家不一样。
Today we don't want to be different.
我们想要融入大众，能够被众人所接受。
We want to merge into the crowd. We want to be accepted.
那但是在这里，以物却告诉我们。
But here, example of Ehud tells us.
你的不同可能是神特别准备。在你生命当中的礼物。
What is different about you may be a special gift that God has prepared for you in your life.
如果你能够把它善用在神的家中。
If you can utilize that well in the house of God.
所以我们不需要去羡慕别人。
So today we don't need to envy other people.
因为神在我们每个人的生命当中一定有留下一样我们很特别的地方。
Because in our lives, God have left something that's special in our lives.
虽然很多事情别人会的你不会。
Even though there are many things that other people know how to do and you may not.
虽然有很多东西别人懂得你不懂。
There are many things that other people understand but you don't.
哦，所以有时候我们会觉得有点自卑啊。
And sometimes we feel like we have low self-esteem.
你看啊，人家会弹琴我都不会。
For an example, you see other people know how to play piano, but I don't.
你看有的人啊，那个口才很好，我口才都不好。
And some are very eloquent, but I'm not.
哦，所以有时候我们会觉得说啊，自己好像什么都不会，什么都不行。
Because of that, sometimes you may feel like I'm good at nothing. I am no good.
因此在侍奉的路上就退缩了。
And so that you become timid in the service.
我们觉得说教会不需要我。
And you think that church doesn't need me.
我们觉得说神的工作我做不了什么，帮不了。
You think that I'm no help in the ministry of God. I cannot offer anything.
哦，甚至有时候跟神说啊。
Or sometimes you might even tell God.
我说神啊，为什么我什么恩赐都没有呢？
You might tell God that how come I don't have any gifts?
啊，这是不可能的事情啊。
This is impossible.
我们觉得自己没有恩赐。
You may think that you have no gifts.
只是因为我们没有用心去寻找。
It is because you have not search it.
我们觉得自己没有特点。
You think you're not special.
可能是因为我们刚好瞧不起神所赐给我们的特点啊。
It may be because you look down on the characteristics that God has given you.
哦，就像以物啊。
Just like 以物。
如果以物以左手为耻啊，以用左手为羞耻啊。
If Ehud had been ashamed of the fact that he was left-handed,
啊，我不要用左手，我一定要用右手，我要跟大家一样。
And that he refused to use his left hand, he wanted to use his right hand just like everybody else.
啊，结果啊，那个到最后啊，那个拔出那个刃来啊，刺都刺不到啊。
And at the end, even if he draw out the dagger, he wouldn't be able to kill the king.
啊，那就很可惜啦。
And that would be very unfortunate.
哦，所以啊，Ehud知道自己的特点。
Ehud understands how his special characteristics.
而且他能够发挥这个特点，成为他侍奉当中最精彩的一页。
And he can utilize this characteristic to become to make it special in his ministry of God.
你也有特点啊。
You also have a special something special about you.
你可能不会弹琴。
Maybe you don't know how to play a piano.
但是你很懂得关心别人。
But you know how to care for other people.
你可能不会讲道。
You may not be eloquent in service.
但是你能够聆听陪伴那些心灵软弱的人。
But you have the ability to listen to comfort those who are weak.
你可能不会翻译。
Maybe you don't know how to interpret.
诶，但是你很会煮饭，为大家预备丰盛的饭食。
But you are very good at cooking and preparing delicious meal for everybody.
在神的家中是否没有贵贱之分？
In the house of God, service or serving God, there is nothing that is more honorable or less honorable.
唯一的差别只有心态的付出。
The only difference is your heart.
所以在这里特别提醒我们。
So here especially reminds us.
与众人不同不需要自卑。
We don't need to be ashamed because we are different.
因为神为我们预备的是各样不一样的才能。
Because what God has prepared for us is various kinds of gifts.
我们来看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的第五节
Chapter 2 verse 5
第五节
Verse 5
第五节你们来到主的面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭那这里特别告诉我们
Here tells us,
他说我们今天要在神的殿中建造神的殿。
And today, in the temple of God, we're building up the spiritual house.
来献上神所悦纳的祭物。
That we're offering the spiritual sacrifice that is acceptable to God.
他说这里有一个要求啊。
But here has a requirement.
他说你必须要成为活石。
And that is, you have first become the living stones.
那什么叫做活石？
What is the living stones?
活石就是有生命的。
Living stone has lives.
有生命就能够改变。
If there is lives, then it can be changed.
有生命就可以调整。
If it's living, then you can adjust yourself.
所以今天我们在建造神的殿。
So today, as we build up the temple of God,
神所在意的不是你这一块材料有多么美、多么了不起、多么宝贵。
And what God look at is not how precious this piece of stone is.
神所要看的是你有没有刚好符合神为你安排的那一个。空间跟位置。
What God looks at is whether or not you have perfectly fit into the space that He has designed for you.
如果今天墙上有一个洞。
If today there's a hole on the wall,
教会的墙上有一块洞，有一个洞需要补一块砖。
If today there's a hole on the wall of the church and it requires a brick to be fitted in,
你要补什么样的砖？
What kind of brick are you going to place in?
当然是补一个大小符合的砖嘛。
Of course, you would place a stone that would fit perfectly.
你不能说可是我是宝贵的。
But you can't say that I'm so precious.
这个洞这么小。
But the hole is so small.
我就是偏偏要这么大。
But I am so big.
反正就是我啦。
But I am it.
所以硬挤挤挤，要把自己挤进去啊。
And so you try to force it and wiggle yourself into that small space.
挤到最后就是整个墙一起倒了。
Because at the end, the result is the whole wall will collapse.
所以有时候你看啊，有的人非常有能力侍奉的结果就是教会的混乱。
But so therefore, you see that some people, even though they're very capable, but at the end, all they create is chaos in church.
问题就在说他不是活石。
The problem is that that person is not a living stone.
他没有办法配合教会的需要来调整自己的尺寸。
And this person cannot adjust his size to accommodate the needs of the church.
但是你可能啊，不是什么太过宝贵的材料。
But you may not be a very precious material.
但是却能够刚好符合神所需要为你预备的这个空间。
But you meet that space that God has prepared for you.
适合的永远就是最好的。
And what fits always is the best.
所以在这里特别提醒我们啊。
So here especially reminds us.
侍奉没有高低之分。
With regards to service, there's no such thing as more honorable.
唯有在侍奉当中，你付出的心态是神所重视的。
What God looks at is your heart and your diligence during your service.
所以讲到心态，我们就看回来士师记的第三章。
When we talk about the heart of service, let's look back at Judges chapter 3.
第三章的第十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节说，这里兴起了一位拯救者，就是便雅悯人基拉的儿子以物，他是左手便利的，以色列人托他送礼物给摩押王伊基伦啊。当你读到这一句话，你会不会觉得心中有一点暗暗的悲哀啊？
When you read this passage, you feel a tint of sadness in this passage.
以物是一个士师。
Ehud is a judge.
以物是一个大能的勇士。
He is a great mighty warrior.
圣经上说，以物是神所兴起的拯救者。
The Bible says that he is a deliverer that's raised up by God.
但是悲哀的是，以色列人怎么来看这个拯救者？
But what is the pity about it is how the Israelites look at this deliverer.
拯救者啊，太好了。
And they think that it's wonderful to have a deliverer.
你去送礼物给我们的敌人啊。
So can you bring the tribute or the presents to our enemy?
哇，送那个礼物蛮危险啊，要是送去的半途就被砍了怎么办？
It's very dangerous to deliver the tribute to the enemies, because what if you die halfway?
那是国王不喜欢把我杀了，那怎么办呢？
What if the king doesn't like me and wants to kill me? What do I do?
你不是拯救者吗？你去啊，你去啊。
So, aren't you the deliverer? Why don't you go for us?
神兴起一个拯救者要来拯救他们。
God raised a deliverer to deliver them.
以色列人能够想的就是把这个神所赐的拯救者派出去跟敌人卑微的献上礼物啊。
But all the Israelites can think about is send off this deliverer, to pay tribute to the enemy.
因为这个年代的以色列人是失败的。
Because the Israelites in that time, was defeated.
因为这个年代的以色列人已经没有了心啊，没有了心。
Because the Israelites at that time already lost their hearts.
他们所求的是什么？
What are they asking for?
他们所求的只是啊，表面上的和平，卑微屈膝，求人家的原谅啊。
And all they are seeking for is to have a superficial peace between the enemies and them, and to bow lowly in front of their enemies.
原本的以色列人轰浩浩荡荡的杀入了迦南地。
The Israelites once had fought their way into the land of Canaan.
他说，在迦南地所有的种族只要听到以色列这个名字，就只能屈膝认输啊。
All the people and tribes in the land of Canaan, when they hear about the name of Israelites, they have to bow their knees.
他说，迦南地各样强大的种族都没有办法在以色列面前站立啊。
And all the strong tribes in the land of Canaan can never stand up to the Israelites.
所以在约书亚的年代。
So in the era of Joshua,
以色列人可以很大声地说，迦南地就是我们的。
The Israelites can claim loudly that Canaan belongs to us.
但是不久之后呢？
How about shortly after?
短短的几年之后，他们是任人欺压的可怜虫啊。
Shortly a few years after, they are the nation that's been oppressed by others.
已经没有心智了。
They already don't have the heart or the will.
已经失去了勇气了。
They already lost their courage.
所以他们想到的不是靠着拯救者来打赢敌人。
So all they think about is not that they have to defeat the enemies, by the help of the deliverer.
只是借着献上礼物，求敌人不要来找他们麻烦。
All they can do is hoping to pay tribute to the king so that the enemies will not come and find trouble.
神的百姓沦落到这个地步。
The people of God has been defeated to this stage.
是一个很大的悲哀啊。
This is the greatest tragedy of all.
但是当以色列人都失去了他们的心。
But while the Israelites have all lost their courage,
他们所在意的只希望跟世界妥协。
While all they hope is to compromise with the world,
我不要太热心，魔鬼你也不要来找我啊，我们和平相处就好。
One might think that as long as I'm not too fervent, that Satan will not find trouble with me, so I will live peacefully.
反正啊，你好，我好，大家好，我们就这样和平过日子吧。
So as long as you're okay, I'm okay, then we can live this life harmoniously.
为什么？因为我们知道说热心起来，那个热心一起来，那个压力就临到啊，你知道的。
And you know this very well, that as soon as you become fervent, then the pressure will come.
你知道当你要做对的事情，自然会遇到很多的患难啊。
You know when you are making the right choice, you will meet tribulation.
你要走进光明里面，魔鬼自然想把你拉回去啊。
If you want to walk into light, Satan naturally want to pull you into darkness.
你都知道的。
You know all of these facts.
所以在这一刻，你的选择是什么？
So in this moment, what is your choice?
以色列人选择
the Israelites' choice.
你好，我好，大家好
was that as long as everybody is good, then we live peacefully.
我不要去惹你，你也不要来害我，我们妥协讲和。
I will not find trouble with you, and don't come and defeat me, and we live in peace.
跟世界妥协。
So they chose to compromise with the world.
送礼物给魔鬼。
They pay tribute to the Satan.
所得到的只是表面上的假，表面上的和平而已。
But all they receive is a superficial facade of peace.
所以以物的年代是一个最大的悲哀。
So the era of Ehud was the greatest tragedy.
但是虽然众人都是如此啊。
Even though everybody else was like this.
以物却怀怀着一个不一样的心智哦。
Ehud had a different heart.
以色列人只希望他去送礼物来获取这种虚假的和平。
Israelites sent him off to pay tribute to the king so that in return they have this peace.
以物心中却怀着一个不一样的意念，燃着一把不一样的火把。
But in the heart of Ehud, he had a different heart. He had a different motivation.
你使以色列神的百姓做奴隶。
He thought that if you enslave the people of God, the Israelites,
我就要你伊基伦的命。
Then I want the life of King Eglon.
因为神的百姓是不做人奴隶的。
Because the people of God will never be slave to others.
因为神的荣耀是不能被玷污的。
Because the glory of God cannot be defiled.
所以他出发了。
And therefore he went on his way.
带着礼物，带着以色列人的期望，他出发了。
And he left with the presents, a tribute to the king and the hopes of the Israelites.
但是虽然走这一条路，却怀着一个不一样的心智。
Even though he was walking on the same path, but he had a different heart.
我们今天都在过我们的人生。
Today we're all living our lives.
你说在座谁不是一天过一天，一日复一日呢？
And isn't anyone here living day after day, month after month?
虽然我们每个人都是一日复一日的在过日子啊。
Even though we live our lives day by day.
但是有的人过的每一天却是带着一个不一样的心智啊。
But some live every day with a different mindset and heart.
有着不一样的目标，有着不一样的期望。
And they have a different goal and a different hope.
最后能够活出一个不一样的人生来。
And at the end, they're able to live out a different life.
所以人生的价值取决在哪里？
So what determines the value of life?
取决在你行走，你在取决在你前行当中心中所怀的那个志向。
It is determined by the mindset that you have and the heart that you have while you walk on this path.
所以神曾经讲过迦勒啊。
And therefore God made a comment about Caleb.
神说迦勒是个有不一样心智的人啊。
And God said that Caleb was a man of different mind.
神讲过摩西。
God also made a comment about Moses.
说摩西是在我全家尽忠的。
And he said that Moses is faithful in the house of God.
所以今天到最后我们的人生走完。
So today, as we finish our journey of life,
请问神对我们人生最终的评价到底是什么？
May I ask you, what do you think God's comment about your life would be?
所以他带着一个不一样的心。
So he had a different heart.
所以最后走出一条不一样的路来。
At the end, he was able to walk a different path.
我们看回来士师记的第三章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的第十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节说，以物打了一把两刃的剑， 长一轴戴在右腿上衣服里面。啊，在这里讲说以物要出发了。
And here Ehud was about to leave.
啊，虽然他手上带着礼物。
Even though he had the tribute, the presents in his hands.
这里讲说他却特别打造了一把两刃的剑啊。
And here it says that he had created a dagger that was double-edged.
而最后这一把剑就是要刺入敌人国王的肚腹当中。
And this is a dagger, the very dagger that eventually be pierced into the king's belly.
啊，并且使这一把剑成为拯救以色列百姓的利器。
And this dagger will be the vessel that will deliver and save the Israelites.
以物是个英雄。
Ehud was a hero.
以物也是个高手。
He was also very talented.
啊，但是啊，以物在出发之前呐，特别还是准备了一把利剑啊。
But before Ehud left, he still made himself a dagger.
因为他知道工具的重要。
Because he know how important it is to have a tool.
哦，所以我们今天在侍奉的路上。
So today in our journey of ministry.
也要重视预备工具。
We have to emphasize and pay attention to preparation and making tools.
就像我们所说的，工欲善其事。必先利其器啊。
And just like there's a saying that if you want to be successful, you have to prepare yourself, have the tools you need.
啊，有啊，在纽约教会有好几个弟兄，他们是做工程的、哦。
And in New York, church, there are many brothers and sisters that they are engineers.
Constructors. 哦，他们是专门在盖房子做工程的、
啊。They build houses. They're in construction.
那、啊、我跟他们很熟啊，所以有时候啊，家里有些事情我都请他们来帮忙啊。
I know them really well, so whenever I have problems at my house, I asked them to come and help me.
那所以有一次啊，我找一个弟兄来家里帮我做一些事情。
And once I asked a brother to come to my house to help me out.
啊，结果、啊、刚好要用到电钻啊，要用电钻哦。
And he needed to use a drill.
啊，就是跟我讲说啊，我电钻放在车上，我去拿一下。
And so he said, I left my drill at my car, so I'm going to go get it.
我说不用啊，不用啊。
So I say it's not necessary.
电钻嘛，电钻我也有啊。
And he says that, so I said that it's just a drill, I have one too.
Home Depot, 29.99, 刚好买了一把。
And I just bought a drill from Home Depot, $29.99.
啊，我就拿了我的电钻给他看啊。
So I showed him my drill.
我说你用这个就可以啦。
I told him just use this.
啊，结果啊，他看看我那个电钻啊。
So he looked at my drill.
他就摇了摇头啊。
He shook his head.
他说啊，我那个是工具。
So he said that my drill is a tool.
你那个是玩具。
And he said that your drill is a toy.
哇，听得很生气啊。
So I was upset when I heard this.
我说你看两个长得都一样嘛。
So I said they look the same.
啊，按下去两个都会嗡嗡嗡都会转啊。
And when you press on it, they both drill.
啊，你那一把200多，我这一把20几，可是不是都可以用吗
？I said that your tools is $299, mine is $29.99, but they both work.
啊，所以啊，对我们这种外行人来讲啊。会转的就是电钻嘛。
So to us, the outsiders, we think if it moves, it's a drill.
哦，所以我一直觉得很奇怪，他们为什么要花这么多钱去买一个一样的东西呀、
啊、？So I always wonder to myself, why would they spend so much money to buy something so expensive?
他跟我讲说，我们工地要是用你这个啊，早就倒了。
And he says that if we use this in our construction site, the building would have collapsed a long time ago.
外表虽然都一样啊
，Even though outside looks the same,
里面的马达不一样
，But the motor inside is different.
它出力的 torque 那个扭力不一样啊
，And the torque force is different.
哦，所以啊，有的时候、啊、你看我们那个普通电钻啊，有时候比较硬的东西就转不下去了、啊。
So for an ordinary drill, it's hard to pierce through something that's a little bit harder.
人家那个200的哐哐哐哐哐就进去了。
And the drill that costs $200, pierced right through.
哎，但是啊，你看外表其实差。不多啊、
But if you look at the outside, it is about the same.
不是都是工具吗
？Aren't they all tools?
人家说你那个是玩具啊。
But he told me mine is a toy.、
哦、所以啊，今天手上的工具可以直接取决到做出来成果的好坏。
And so today, the tool we have in our hand can determine the fruit of our labor.
今天以物没有说，我有热心，我热血沸腾，我要用拳头把伊基伦打死啊。
Ehud did not say that I'm fervent for the Lord, so I'm going to kill King Eglon with my fist.
啊，圣经里面讲哦，伊基伦极其肥胖哦。
And the Bible tells us that Eglon was very fat.
啊，极其肥胖会有什么结果？
What's the result of a very fat man?
脂肪多啊。
He has a lot of adipose tissue.
哇，脂肪多的抗打击能力就比较强啊。
If you have a lot of adipose tissue, you can take a lot of force.
哦，如果啊，今天啊，以物啊，脑筋一热说我要用我的拳头把他打死。
So today, if Ehud was fervent and said that I will kill King Eglon with my fist,
这个故事的结果可能会完全的不同啊。
Then the result of the story may be very different.
所以以物没有被他的热血冲昏了他的脑袋。
So Ehud was not confused by his fervent heart for the Lord.
他有热心。
He was zeal.
但是他同时也有做准备。
But he also had prepared himself.
所以他打造了一把两刃的利剑。
That's why he made himself a dagger with two swords.
我们今天在侍奉神。
So today when we serve God.
热心是好。
It's good to be zealous.
用心感谢神。
And if we put in our heart, we thank God for that.
但是自我的预备更是重要啊。
But self-preparation is even more important.
我们来看一下希伯来书哦。
Let's turn to book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第四章的第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews 4 verse 12.
十二节。
12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入火开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。希伯来书这里特别告诉我们
，Here in Book of Hebrews specially tells us，
他把神的道、神的话跟这个两刃的利剑做了一个比较啊。
And here draws a comparison between God's words and the two-edged sword。
他说哇，能够普入人的灵魂，能够真正让人看清楚自己。
And here tells us that it's able to pierce through the division of soul and spirit so that we can see ourselves。
所以我们今天在侍奉神的道路当中
，So today in our path of service，
千万不要只剩下热心而已啊。
And let us hope that all we have left is not just zeal.
其实信仰上的狂热是一种很可怕的事情。
The religious zeal is actually very scary.
哦，信仰上的狂热到最后就像以色列人把耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Being religious fanatic at the end, were like the Jews that pierced Jesus on the cross.
啊，像对待保罗一样，要把他下到监里，把他打死。
And that they have jailed, Paul and almost beat him to death.
哦，所以啊，有时候人的狂热如果缺少了智慧，对教会反而成为一种伤害。
And sometimes our zeal, if lacks wisdom, sometimes will create harm for the church.
所以罗马书里面保罗特别说。
And that's why in Book of Romans, Paul says.
那保罗说啊，我向你们做见证啊。
Paul says that I testify to you.
他说这些以色列人啊，他们是对神真的有热心。
And that these Israelites truly were zealous for God.
却缺乏真知识。
But they lack true knowledge.
所以最后就把耶稣钉在十字架上了。
That's why in the end they crucified Lord Jesus on the cross.
所以我们今天在侍奉神的道路也是一样。
And today, this is the same as we, serve God.
不能够只剩下热心。
We cannot only have zeal.
而是热心当中佩戴了两刃的利剑。
But zeal needs to be accompanied by the two-edged sword.
这两刃的利剑就是神的话。
The two-edged sword is the word of God.
所以侍奉一定要有灵修做背后最大的支撑。
So service needs to be supported by spiritual cultivation.
如果今天我们来到教会啊，都是忙忙忙，从早忙到晚啊。
Today if we come to church and we're so busy from the morning to the night.
安息日来到教会，跑进跑出，忙进忙出，这个那个的。
And on Sabbath, we come to church, we're so busy going in and out.
做很多事情，但是没有办法安静坐下来听道理。
We have done a lot of things, but yet we're not able to sit down and listen to a sermon.
好像帮了很多的忙，但是从来没有心去细想神所要告诉我们的话语。
It seems like we have done a lot of things, helped a lot of people, but we never had a chance to sit down and meditate about the word of God.
有时候我们侍奉越多，信仰越软弱。
And sometimes the more we serve God, the weaker our faith becomes.
甚至到最后，圣功完成了，信仰也完蛋。
And at the end, sometimes after we finish holy work, our faith also is destroyed.
所以我们今天呢，不要只停留在我要做圣工，我要做圣工啊。
So today, let us not stay only at the stage where we want to work.
要成功的圣工背后一定有一个坚强的心智。
And a successful holy work needs to be backed up by a strong, strong will.
而坚强的心智一定是在灵修功夫当中逐步建立起来的。
The strong will, is established slowly during our daily cultivation.
所以啊，在彼得前书，彼得告诉我们啊。
In 1 Peter, Peter tells us.
他说我们要常做准备，把耶稣基督的话放在我们的心中啊。
And he tells us that we need to prepare ourselves and place the word of Jesus into our hearts.
带着两刃的利剑才能够为主打更美好的仗。
And that we need to carry the two-edged sword so we can fight a beautiful war for God.
那我们今天早上聚会先到这边告一个段落。
And this concludes our service this morning.
我们下午再继续从以物的侍奉当中来做学习的榜样。
This afternoon we'll continue our study of Ehud as our mutual encouragement.
我们一起来唱诗112首。
Let us sing hymn 112.